This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our explanation of al-Waraqat. We reach the section now on al-Qasam al-Qiyas. The types of qiyas. Khalas? We said that qiyas means to measure. So like beeswook, we gave that example. Thermostat, we gave that example. Ilhaqu amrin li amrin lishtiraki al-illati baynahuma. We gave the definition of Sayyid Imam al-Baji. Now the Sheikh is going to talk about Imam al-Haramain, the Imam, the parts of qiyas. When you hear the word aqsam, the plural of qism, that means it's talking about a jins. Jins is like a genus. Or you hear the word anwa in classical text, it's talking about a genus. So for example, Ibn Ajurum, don't say Ajurum, Ajurum, Ajurum. He says, Rahimahullah, wa aqasamuhu aqsamu kalam thalatha, that the parts of speech are three. Ism fi'l muharf. Al-Hariri says, Al-Mulhat al-Arab, wa naw'uhu alladhi alayhi yubna, ismun wa fi'l thumma harfu ma'na. Yani that naw'u, that the kind, so parts and kinds are always usually talking about jins. This is very important because we're going to go into this in greater detail as we get into Taqrib al-Wusul of Imam Ibn Juzayy, and this is crucial for any serious student of fiqh and usul of fiqh. That's why I'm talking about it, okay? He says, أقسام القياسي أقسام طبعا جمع تكسير يعني قسم وهو أي القياس ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام. The qiyas is partitioned into three kinds, three parts. Ila qismin illatin. Ila qiyas, afwan, ila qiyasin illatin. Wa qiyasin dalalatin. Wa qiyasin shabahin. The word illa means the underlying cause. When you go to a doctor, you ask, like, what's the illa of my illness? The word dalala is defined by scholars as in our field as ما يلزم علمه علم بشيء آخر. What necessitates knowledge of it, having a knowledge of something else. So for example, the red sign, the red light, it's not the actual stoppage, right? But it is an indication that you need to stop. فعلم به يلزم علم بالوقوف. The third, qiyas, shabaha. Shabaha means a partial likeness, not a complete likeness. And if you think about what we talked about, when we defined qiyas, we said, number one, that there is this act that doesn't have a ruling. Number two, there's an act that has a ruling. Number three, there's a shared something between them. Number four, there's the ruling of the act that has also from Quran and Sunnah. What do we mean by here? Shabah is that in that unregulated act, there are numerous qualities that sort of make it could be like, you can do qiyas with this, or qiyas with that, or qiyas with this, or qiyas with that. So shabah is complicated. That's why it's considered one of the weakest forms, if not the weakest form of qiyas. And that's why it's hotly debated amongst the ulama, because it allows for a lot of subjectivity that makes them say, So let me give you like three examples. Qiyas al-illah is like Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't go like to your parents like, uff. Qiyas al-illah, what's the illah here? It's very clear, is إِذَا. Al-walidain, may Allah protect us, is harming our parents, abusing our parents, injuring our parents. So anything which is more apt to harm them than going, is going to take that ruling. Because the illah is there. Harm. So that's qiyas illa. Another example would be, for example, intoxicants like opioids and alcohol, the illa of intoxication is there. And that's why we have the axiom, al-ahkamu tajri bi'illaliha, that rulings move according to their underlying causes. Al-Razi, he defines illa as mu'arrifi. مُعَرِّفَ الْحُكْمِ It's what helps us identify and know what is the ruling. Khalas. This is from Bab al-Wasilah. I defined it here. I have it in front of me. Qiyas illa, analogy of cause. Cause is there, the cause is there. Completely. So, qiyas ala dhat al-illa. Okay? Wujudan wa adaman. So, this involves identifying a common effective cause between the original case, the asl, and the second case, the far' or the new case. If the cause for the ruling in the original case applies to the new case, the same ruling of the original case is extended to the second, like abuse to parents that goes beyond. Oof. An example, the prohibition of wine due to its intoxicating effect is extended to other intoxicants because the illah is there. The second type of qiyas is qiyasu dalala, analogy of indication. Right? Dalala is indication. ما يلزم بعلمه علم شيء آخر. Knowing it helps you know something else, like the stop sign example I gave you earlier. This form of analogy is based on an indicator or sign that suggests the presence of the illah, but it's not the illah, and that's the difference. Qiyas al-dalala is not qiyas illah. Illah is on the same underlying cause. Here it is an indicator of that cause. So that's why it is second in its tier of strength. The first is qiyas illah, then dalala. This form of analogy is based on an indicator or sign that suggests the presence of the illah without it being explicitly apparent. It relies on a characteristic, sifat or awarid, that implies the underlying reason for the ruling. The presence of a strong, unpleasant odor, for example, like kombucha, smells like alcohol. It's not haram, but people, I get this question all the time because people are kind of doing qiyas al-dalala, like it smells like that stuff, so it must be the same. So like the presence of a strong, unpleasant smell or odor in a beverage may indicate fermentation. Hada qiyas dalala. The third qiyas is shabah, which is an analogy of resemblance. I did my best. I'm not super happy with the translation, so maybe someone in the comments can help me. This type is used when a new case has shared qualities amongst many things with multiple usul. So it has shared potential illal with multiple usul, not just one. And it's not clear which one is stronger without investigation, but it doesn't fit perfectly with any of them. The new case is assigned the ruling of the original case it most closely resembles. And this is the weakest form of qiyas. And there is quite a bit of like discussion about it because of sort of, it's very subjective, right? A good example would be like hermaphrodites. That's why Ian Anoa'i says whichever gender sort of takes the dominant role here, then that's the qiyas given to that person. Okay? Let me give you a few other examples of these types of qiyas to help you, and then we'll stop, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, qiyas illah would be extending the prohibition of traditional gambling to online gambling. To online gambling platforms or apps, as both involve betting and chance leading to potential financial harm. It's not the exact form of gambling that was talked about in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the illah is there clearly. Another example of qiyas al-dalala, prohibition of electronic cigarettes in places where smoking is banned, or for an individual who obviously is worried about their health, based on the visible vapor and associated health risks. So because of the vapor and potential health risks, those are all sifat of that illah, see something, then it would be declared as haram. I'm not giving you fatwa, I'm giving you examples, okay? The third qiyas is shabah. I mentioned it earlier, but here it's more detailed. Applying existing traffic laws for cars to electronic scooters, right? Considering their function similarity is in transportation despite differences in design and speed. This is not necessarily a Sharia example, but one that I wanted to give you to sort of like help you think. We'll get into qiyas is shabah in other texts in more detailed ways. So alhamdulillah, understanding, I wrote it here, these three distinct forms of qiyas helps in applying Islamic legal principles, the qawa'id, to contemporary issues, as well as help you understand, alhamdulillah, the form. So I ask you an example. When the Prophet ﷺ said, we're not supposed to hit the face, what today would you apply that to for which there is no explicit ruling? When the Prophet ﷺ said, there should be no harm in Islam, what are some examples of things you could think about where there is like really serious harm? Not partial harm. We're talking about, you know, really serious potential harm. How would you apply that to certain situations? Look forward to your answers in the comments box. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.